Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are very happy that you joined us today. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can join our show three times a week now. We're on Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, Fridays from 12 to 1, and Sundays from 10 to 11. And anytime you've missed a show, you can go download a podcast at any time through the RSS feed button or iTunes feed button. And this episode is paid to you by Marie Langley, who's an intuitive realtor, Beth Jacobson, intuitive clairvoyant reader and energetic therapist. And at any time, if you're wanting to discuss a topic that we haven't discussed about, or if there's anything that you want to ask us, not an intuitive question, but if you're wanting to have us look for speakers to come on to talk about specific topics, you can contact Marie or I at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. And we also have a blog, divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And if you're wanting to get a hold of Marie by phone, you can reach her at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-900-4136. And I think that is all. So welcome to Friday, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to Phone In Friday. And before we start, I would just like to ask everyone listening to just quietly send out a prayer for my friend Ben Gonzalez. He is transitioning as we speak, and I just would love to send some love with him and to him and let him know that everything is okay and it's okay to pass with ease. So if you could all take a second to do that, I'd appreciate it. Oh, and he just said thank you. So...
And, you know, and it's just giving us permission, Marie, and also with you to cut clear and release all those cords and attachments so that his transition, the ascension, can be with ease and with grace, and it can be free of any pain and suffering. His physical body is ready to be done, and even though you know that, it's still, you know, it's a process. It's a process, but he definitely
process,
is feeling
yeah,
it now.
I'm going to go see him after the show and say my final goodbyes and send him off with love, so.
Well, you know, and I think this is a good segue for, you know, the time with the energy that's going on right now is just for everybody to be mindful of this, not to take anything or anyone for granted, because one minute you can be talking to them, and the next they can literally shift that fast and decide to go. So this is the time to really finish up anything that isn't finished with relationships. And that's not just with relationships with others, but also with self. And, you know, when it's making that connection, if you're really out there faltering and trying to grasp onto what you really believe in, don't prolong it anymore. Don't blow it off. Now's the time just to really connect to something, you know, other than just yourself or at a deeper level of self, knowing that, you know, it's a beautiful world out there. It really is. And if you decide to stay in physical form, life doesn't have to be hard. If you decide to leave the physical world, that transitioning does not have to be hard, and it's not the end. And, you know, a lot of people are in that fear because I work with individuals who are in that fear base, and it's just like, it's letting go. Have no regrets. Your past is your past. Let it be. It's all you can do is be in this moment. So in this moment, if you have any unforgiveness, let the unforgiveness go and be in the forgiveness and be in that total acceptance of unconditional love, knowing that, you know, everybody's doing the best they can for what it is they know for where they are in their life. So I guess for whatever reason, that just needed to come out. So.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, they always say it comes in threes. And my friend and I were just talking over last weekend about a mutual friend of ours who just passed as well. And you know, then Sylvia Brown, and now him. So it's like, it's always interesting how it comes in threes.
Okay,
at least
back up,
for me anyway,
there for
so.
A second. Back up. What? Sylvia Brown crossed?
Yes. Yes.
When did she go?
2 days ago. 2 days ago.
Oh, my. This, folks, is how to know with everything. I don't listen or watch anything. Well, good for her. Good for her.
But you didn't
you
see
know,
it on Facebook. I posted it on Facebook, too. Yeah.
I haven't been on Facebook. Isn't that interesting? It's been energetically, it's been a very interesting week. I've been very staying to myself, so I know I'm in transition, not phasing out by any means. I'm in a very good place, but being recalibrated, I'm getting recalibrated, so that's when I tend to isolate and be by myself, so I can feel it coming on. So interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm.
Well, Marie, is there anything that I can do for you before we get the show started? Is there anything that you
he's already come to me and talked to me, and you know, he's at peace, he's happy, he's giggling. It's he was tired, and you know, he chose to go, so it's okay. I'll probably be a mess when I go to the hospital, but it's, he's happy. So that's all that I want to know, so.
Okay. If you need somebody to go there with you, you know, just so you know it's there, but if you need to do it by yourself, completely understand, but just so you know it's out there, so whatever you feel that you need to do. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Should we jump in with our listeners?
Yes, let's jump in it.
Okay, I'm gonna take the email one. We got an email one earlier, and I'm gonna start with that one, so we can just address hers. And this is from Dee, and she says, "I'm having a really rough time trying to find a stable, good-paying job. Can you see this situation improving anytime soon?" I guess what I'm hearing for Dee is there's some things that you need to work on within yourself, because if you're not stable, your job situation is not going to be stable.
And that's exactly what I was picking up on. And it sounds like it's relationships, and it's relationships with money. It has to do with worthiness and deservingness. And it's not just on a conscious level. And so I don't know where you are, you know, on your spiritual path. If this is a show that you just happen to bump into and you're asking this question, or where you are on your spiritual path. I'm hearing that you're not in the very beginning. It's just something that you're starting to do some more stuff with. But it won't take as long as you think it will to shift your thoughts. All it is a shift in your consciousness. Being open to endless possibilities and potentials. Get out of thinking that whatever you have to do to pay your bills, and we're talking as long as it's of the light for your highest good, get out of what you thought you should be doing, what you think it should look like. Remember, everything is only temporary, and it might be you have to do something that you're going, oh, I can't believe I have to do it. But there's a reason, and they're not saying, I'm not picking up specifically what it is that you're supposed to do, but just shift your consciousness and be open to. Tell your angels that you're open to the divine flow, that you're in the divine flow, and you're out of how it looks, how it's going to come to you. So it's going to be keep an open mind to situations that are going to be presented to you. If somebody sits here and says, hey, you know, there's a position open here on this, but because you have this definition of what you don't want to do, you just put yourself into that limited belief system again. So just remember, nothing's forever. Keep an open mind, a very open mind. That's what I'm getting out of this. So whether or not that helps you.
Yeah, and I'm also hearing that every situation that you're going through, there's a learning lesson in it, so you have to recognize the lesson, because these are all little learning lessons that you need to learn in order to progress to the next step.
Exactly. And just remember, Dee, I know, you know, you're tired, but get out of that fear, get out of the scaredness, because you're not feeling anything that many of us aren't. We're being redefined right now. We're creating the world that we want to live in. And so in order to create a new way of being, you have to recreate. And a lot of us are going through the ripping up of our foundation, which is our old belief systems. And a lot of people aren't settled in their new belief system yet. It's not paved. It's not a nice, you know, set course. And there's just a lot that's going on energetically between now and the end of the year. So I hear patience with you, and it's all about trust and having faith, knowing that that you're protected, that you're safe, all is well, but you need to really, really trust.
Yeah, and it's something that, as Beth said, we're all going through, because I was going through it as early as, you know, this morning, going, all right, which career should I be moving on to? You know, and reexamining everything and going, God, should I apply for this? Should I apply for this? Even though I what I hear inside is I don't have to, but, you know, we're all reevaluating ourselves, and it's almost like we're coming out of our cocoons and we're starting, our wings are opening up like butterflies, and we're becoming a new person, so we are doing a lot of that self-examination.
Yep, yep, yep. And just remember, some of us are going to do stuff, whatever we have to do to pay the bills. Like, again, as long as it's of love and light, you know, it may not be the most positive thing that you're looking at, but remember, it's the way you're choosing to perceive it and look at it. And, again, it's only temporary. It might just get you through the next few months, and then something better comes along. So just keep an open mind. Do what you got to do. Just, you don't get, if you take this job, it's saying you're open to the flow. You're open to the flow. You accept it. You have fun. You just went to a different way of looking at it. You changed your perception. That opens up the gates to energetic blocks that you have. So it is that easy. It really is that easy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going through it myself, so I so get where you're at, Dee. So get it.
Yep. We get it. Okay, so let's go to our first caller.
We send you love and light. You can do it, girl.
Absolutely.
You can do it.
Hope that helps you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Hi, are you on mute? Okay, I want to put you back on hold. Go on to our next caller.
Hello,
hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you? Hello.
Hi, yes, my name is Hannah, and I'm calling from the Netherlands.
Well, hello,
Hannah. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. A bit cold here, but it is winter, so it's accepted.
Yes. do you have a question or a comment, Hannah?
Well, I actually do kind of have a question. I'm in the midst of being in the same position as you, talking about work, and then actually also sitting this morning thinking what I want to do, and so we can relate. I'm always open for any messages. This is what I've got on my mind at the moment. If you've got any messages about that, but if this is not what I'm supposed to hear, I'm open.
Okay.
Okay.
Hannah. Well, Hannah, you're on a really cool path right now for opening up even at a deeper level spiritually. And your energy is feeling absolutely awesome. Do you know anything about the chakra systems?
Yes, a little bit. I've been starting to look at it a little bit, yes.
Because you're transitioning out of the third, and I'm seeing you, seriously, going from the third, which is the physical world, and it is just a higher frequency and vibrancy. That's all it is energy. I'm going to try to keep it as, you know, relatable as possible. And I'm hearing that you're going right into the fifth. You're skyrocketing. So I don't know if you're physically feeling things going on in your space, like in your body. Are you feeling things moving energetic-wise? Are you starting to tune in more to that?
Well, I yes and no. I've been going through some personal issues. I'm with my partner, and I've been trying to, with my boyfriend, and I'm trying to clear things from the past. And in that journey, I've been talking to a lot of people. I've been doing so many things. I did a Reiki course. It's difficult to explain everything in a few seconds, but I see what you mean.
Yeah, okay, so then you get what it is that I'm saying, but man, are you energetically in a fabulous place.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it up. You're doing the right stuff. So if anything, this phone call is validating stuff for you. It's like, yes, you are in the right direction. It's like you are just this ball of light, and I just feel energy just gushing through from your crown chakra, the top of your head, even above it, and it's flowing through you. Your energy blocks are just falling away, so energetically, you are doing fabulous, and money doesn't buy that. Money does not buy that. You are doing great, so keep up the good work. Mm-hmm. Keep up the good work. You're doing fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm hearing you're on the right path, so keep moving forward, and your path will lead you to what you're supposed to do. So keep moving forward.
Well, I've The path actually started with me because I've met this beautiful man. Well, we've been married together now almost 2 years. I many moments in those 2 years wanted to end the relationship, and I didn't really know why, because I got a great person. And then in that path, I started really digging deep into my youth, but also my past relationships, and seeking answers for why I see the world as I see it and where this comes from. And then spiritual path also opened more, going more into that spiritual side of myself. So this is quite interesting. And I guess this is maybe like a validation of, am I going in the right direction?
Oh, yes. Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
and
you are.
Your signs, pay attention to the signs right now and the symbols. So if any repetitive thoughts that you're having, anything that comes in threes, those are your messages, and you're to act on them right away. I'm hearing you act on them right away because they want you to stay on this path because you're going. You're catching up. You're playing catch-up. So that means they have a lot for you to do because you're doing all this. So they want to keep you on this path that you're on right now. So
And
don't allow anything to distract you. No distractions.
Well, I must admit, sometimes I still doubt the relationship, you know, and then I have to go really into what is it? Is it really that it's something wrong with the relationship, or is it the fact that I'm going back into those patterns of being scared and fearful and not wanting to commit? It's difficult.
Yes.
But then I'm with him, and then I know it's good.
Exactly.
When I'm away from him, I get all these demons coming.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
You're right where you're supposed to be, even relationship-wise. You're exploring this, and it's old fears that you have. Just let them go. Let them go. That's all they are, is old fears that are being triggered, known, and it's just the universe saying you still need to look at them, but you don't need to get to your soul self involved in them. It's just look at them, know they exist. And just say, you know, I don't need to hold on to them anymore.
Yeah. And the good
thing
is,
it's the old way of being. It's no longer for my highest good. And you'll be able to shift that fast. You'll be able to shift it out that fast.
Yes, it's happening at the moment because that's all I wanted to say still. It's happening at the moment because I'm being very honest with him. So I'm telling him what's going on. And he's being very, giving me a lot of space and just understanding where I'm coming from. And I think that's also important for me to kind of relax and see, okay, you have tremendous amount of space. You can maneuver yourself in that space, so to speak.
Exactly. And I'm also hearing because you're working on really healthy boundaries with him, so it's really good that he's honoring it. He's honoring it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So good for you, Hannah.
Thank
you.
Rock
okay,
on, girl.
Awesome.
Keep going, moving forward. Keep it up. Another bright light. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Have a great rest
You're
of the day.
You're welcome. Have
a nice weekend.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go back and see if that other person unmuted. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Nope.
I guess they just want to listen. So, okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is LaShondra and I'm in Florida.
Well,
hi, LaShondra. How are you?
Hi. I was calling because I've been dealing with this older guy. He's 52 and I'm 30.
Okay.
And we work together. So I know that there's a connection, but it's like he pulled back from me. And so I'm just basically trying to get an understanding as to, do you see things moving forward again between us or, you know, because it's kind of hard, you know, working together and, you know, this is going on.
The first thing I heard was, father in a previous life. So.
What?
Picked up father energy from a previous life. Oh, I picked up that father from a previous life.
you definitely had a past lifetime together, and it might be something that he's not aware of, but it's definitely triggering a memory within him to where it kind of almost feels like when you don't know what's going on, you can have these thoughts that you're going, oh, my God, what is that about? You know, when somebody's not aware, it could freak you out. So it kind of feels like he's processing this stuff right now. So now it's going to be however he, you know, if he's going to hold on to it, if he's going to be able to recognize that it's not what's going on currently. And he's an intelligent man. He just might be able to figure it out, just so you know. But I'm also hearing that you need to give him the space because he's also working on his stuff too. As he works on his stuff, you're working on your stuff. Because otherwise you can bring stuff that you had from that lifetime, bring it into this lifetime that you may not want, just so you know. So just, I don't know how to better, do you understand what it is? Does it make sense with what I'm saying?
It does.
It does? Okay. You may not like what I'm saying, but does it make sense with what I'm saying? I should go, that's not the answer I wanted to hear. Because right now, there's a lot of stuff that's on, you know, it's undetermined. So it depends on the work that he does internally versus what you do internally. Have no attachment to it whatsoever, and just let the outcome, trust that the outcome is going to be for the highest good of both of you. Just let it be that. And that's going to be something new for you, something new for you.
Do you, I know you're laughing, do you feel sometimes like he acts like your dad?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
why. And it's crazy because we, you know, we just started working together in September. And so, you know, he will always, like, ask me, how am I doing? Am I okay? And it seemed like, you know, he was my trainer for my job. And so it was a class of like, 17 of us. But he immediately, like, took a liking to me. And so recently, up until, like, a week or two ago, that's when, you know, he expressed to me that he had interest in me. And I told him that I knew because sometimes I would see him watch me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, he would always, like, come up behind me and, like, massage my shoulder while I'm sitting at my computer. Or, you know, and one time he touched my hand to the point where I snatched away really quickly. And, you know, because I felt like this, I don't know. It was weird.
So are you uncomfortable with the relationship, or is it something you're okay with?
I'm okay with it. That's the thing. That's why I'm like, why did he pull away from me? I invited him over Saturday. We had a nice time together, and then it's like he pulled away. And so last night, the other night, I expressed something to him, and I apologized because I felt like he was being a jerk. And so I texted him last night, and he texted me back and was like, Lupus said you don't want anything to do with me. Lupus is his dog.
Oh.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny. But no, it's not you. It's him having to, you triggered some stuff within him that he has to deal with also. But it's also some, I feel there's some insecurities with you. So it's also there's stuff that's being triggered with you to look at that you thought that were resolved, and it's a good time to reexamine it just so you can let it go. Let it go. It doesn't mean that it's anything intense.
I will say this. I'm married and he's married, and we're both trying to deal with that part of our, you know, our exes and go ahead and clear out their energy. So I will say that.
Okay. Are you guys still in the marriage?
I'm not, and he told me that he's at the end of his, so I can only go by what he tells me. I'm not 100% sure,
okay,
but I
so
know that me
just...
and my husband, we're not
okay.
together, and and my intention is to file for a divorce when I, you know, hit the six-month mark for, you know, being here 6 months in Florida.
Okay, okay. Well, just so you know, just before you said that, I was going to ask, is he married, seriously? So, that then you add that into all of everything else that was already said. So there's a lot of contemplation, and so that just goes in. There's a lot that he's processing right now, a lot that he's processing. Don't sit here and put aside, get out of what you hope is going to come out of it, because whatever's for the highest good, and you have to look at it. If he's leaving a relationship, do you really want somebody who's out of one relationship jumping into another one?
Right.
Because you still have to, you have to heal from that past relationship, even though you think you did, then you energetically have to clear yourself too. You might be it feels like you're a little more aware of the energies versus him, just so you know.
Yeah, I know.
Did you have anything else to add, Marie?
No, I'm just hearing, just be careful, that's all. That's all I have to say. Be careful. Yep.
Exactly. So get out of the attachment. Meanwhile, work on yourself and attract somebody who's available, somebody who is, you know, worthy and deserving of you as you're worthy and deserving, somebody who is your equal. So aim for the best. Aim for the highest. Don't just settle. And I'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Well, thank you.
All right.
You.
Well, you have a thank you, and have a wonderful
thank
weekend.
You. You have
too.
A wonderful weekend. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay. So we'll get on to our next caller. Hi. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Melissa, and I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Melissa from Massachusetts.
How are you?
Hi. I'm well. I have a question regarding work and finding work, creating work, and just do you see something in the pipeline?
Do you work with kids in a daycare, or have you?
No. I have. I wouldn't go back to that, no.
Okay.
Well, you know, were you going to go any more into that, Marie, so I don't cut you off?
Well, no, I was just picking up something to do with administration with a daycare. Not specifically working with the children, but something specific, you know, in administration.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to, yep. That's what I was going to say, too.
You might be picking up on a mother-in-law, not necessarily me. My interest is more marketing and, like, PR-related in that kind of area. But my mother-in-law, that's her out. That's her thing.
Wow.
Isn't that hysterical?
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly interesting because we're both picking up the same thing.
Well, you know what is really interesting? So just take this for what it is, and it just has to be said for me. I'm hearing both. So it might be true. Both have similarities in there. The commonalities, I don't know if it's the past because you said you used to and then she currently is, or if it's something that you're going to do just temporarily until you get clear on specifically what you want to do with the PR and the marketing, because I'm seeing two thumbs up for the PR and marketing, but it isn't going to happen as fast as you want it to happen. So you
That's the problem, is that I'm clear. I'm very clear. The issue is that I need – so there's a two-part thing. There's, like, this one thing where it's like, okay, I need money to sustain myself while I launch my own venture. And then there's the I need to get a job so that I can sustain myself. But what I'm running into is that I'm taking odds and ends of jobs just to sustain myself, and it doesn't look good on my resume. It doesn't look like there's a clear path, and there needs to be a clear path. Like I don't have another 10 years to develop this clear. It has to be a clear path. But everybody's just kind of like, well, you know, you need more experience. It's like, I have the experience. You just want it to be clear. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't want it 2 years here, a year here, 6 months here on different companies. You want it one company, solid 6 years in that company, or a solid 2 years here, a solid 4 years here. And that's not what my journey's been, because I've been in school. So now that I'm done with school and I'm done, I mean, I would take some professional development classes. Like, I'm not opposed to that. I definitely think you need to continuously build on your skill. But in terms of, like, the church conventional sense, I'm done with that. So I'm very clear on what I want to do and where I want to go. Like, I want to do my own thing. I don't necessarily want to work for somebody else. But it's an issue of me getting my foot in the door for somebody who will give me a chance to do that with money that I can sustain myself off of, so I'm not here temping and now I'm looking for something full time and it's taking away from what it is that I should be doing. You know what I mean?
I get
I'm very winded.
You know, what are you doing for networking though?
I haven't really been networking the way that I should, and the reason why I've kind of been a little apprehensive is professionally, I don't have this straight trajectory. It's been this winding road. So, you know, to somebody looking at it who doesn't know my story, I look unstable, but I'm not. Do you know
okay.
what I mean? Like,
okay, now I'm going to say some stuff to you, so just keep an open mind with what I have to say, okay? So don't
okay.
go into defense, because they're already telling me, don't go into defense. Just keep an open mind. That is your ego that's talking, and the ego is trying to keep you in that third-dimensional crap. And I'm just, and these are your guides telling my guides, it's just get out of the couldas, the shouldas, and the wouldas. It doesn't look the way I want it to look. Everything isn't always going to be the way we want it to be, but know that there's beauty in all of it. So just know that you want it to look a certain way. Get out of what you think it's going to look like towards others, because then that means you're weighing what it is that's going on in your life, and you're weighing it on what somebody else's perception of you is going to be. Meanwhile, you can help them stay in that lower perception of the way they look at things. And I don't know if this is coming out the way that I'm trying to get it across, but be okay with going and networking, and because you don't have the years of experience that you want to be able to talk about it the way you want. Does it make sense with what it is that I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You want things to look a certain way, but be okay that it's not going to look that way. Be okay with mm-hmm. what it is that you know. Be okay with knowing that you have a general idea. You want it to be. It feels like you definitely, okay, I want it to be this way. I want it to. The universe is going to throw some curves in there just so you keep an open mind and trust that the universe knows better than what you know, that there's even something even more beautiful for the end result. So to be very open, don't use that as an excuse not to get out and network, because I'm hearing you need to network. People need to find out about you. When you're networking, you're not going to go into conversation, well, you know, I just got out of school and this is all I've had, just saying, hey, this is what I am. This is what my drive is. This is what I want. This is what my end game is. So that confidence goes into it. As your confidence goes into that, people are going to get a clearer picture of what it is that you want. You'll be amazed that they're not going to ask all the other details, because they're going to see the drive in you. Does this make sense with what I'm saying?
It makes absolute sense. I'm just frustrated.
I know, and you know what? And
yeah.
I can feel your energy shifting right now, because there's a lot of masculine energy that's coming on, the old ways of being that are holding on to you desperately. But you need to let go of that, and that means you're going to dare go into uncharted territory, even though you're scared, but dare say out loud, I'm scared shitless. You know, and you say that, and then look at that. And look at the reality of, is that your belief system, or is this real? Or is this just an illusion that you created for yourself? Even if it sounds silly with what I'm saying, your guides are saying, look at it that way. That's going to help you shift in the way that you look at things, and that's going to change your perception. Because right now you're learning some personal lessons. Now you want to get into some spiritual growth. Spiritual growth is you're going to trust, you're going to surrender, and you're going to allow, because you have complete faith. Complete faith.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm also hearing that you've actually had a couple opportunities come your way, but I see you in a box and your head is not turning. So because you're not turning and looking at all of them, they've come by and you haven't recognized them. So bust out of that box and keep yourself open to whatever may be coming your way. And it might be presented in such a way that you're like, that's not what I want. But try to look at it all sides, because you may be able to see that glimpse of what it is that's in there. And then it'll be like a light bulb going off going, oh, yeah, okay. This is my foot in the door.
But the issue with my foot.
Know that there's steps. There's integral steps. You cannot miss a step because that step represents a journey. That represents an opportunity of growth. And that's what they're saying you're missing out on. It's an opportunity for growth. Even though you're going, I'm frustrated, I want to do this. Believe you me, Marie and I get where you're at. We've been there. We're, we're there ourselves. So there's many of us who are in that ourselves. But the more frustrated you get, the more closed off you get, the more time it's going to take. Because that means you're shutting an opportunity that they're giving to you. So be open to everything and anything, no matter how scared you are. Because that's only fear that is coming to the surface. Because you want it to look a certain way so you can recognize it. But have
well,
fun
I
with
just
it.
Don't want to get caught in the matrix.
You won't.
Like this,
I get it.
And
you,
that's
you
what
don't
I, like,
get
I've been at, I've been in these temp assignments, and I'm like, okay, this is going to materialize, and I'm there, and I'm miserable because it's not where my heart is. So it's like, oh, I'm going to do this, and it'll turn into something, and I'll get this full-time position, and it's not happening.
But you
well,
know what?
You
it
know,
might be – it might. Oh, go ahead, Marie.
Oh, I was just going to say, like the previous caller, you know, when you're doing all these little jobs and you're saying, oh, this isn't it, but look at the job. What is it? What are you supposed to learn from it? Because if you're repeating, if you're constantly going to this and the same situation is coming up, there's a lesson that you're supposed to be learning, and until you learn that lesson, you can't move forward.
And it might be to where you need to meet every single individual that you're meeting, even if it's a good encounter versus what you perceive as a bad encounter. Because it's not a pleasant encounter. It's triggering stuff that's still within you that you thought was done with. So the universe is giving you an opportunity of really looking at it and examining it so you can release it and let it go. That's all it is. The universe loves you that much that it's giving you ample opportunities for growth.
Okay.
And again, we're not always going to hear what it is that we want to hear, but it's what you need to hear right now. But you're going to get there. The end result is going to be good. It will be good, but continue to move forward. But you can choose whether or not it's going to be icky, mucky, or yucky. That's a choice because that's the way that we perceive things. So change it. And it might be to where you have to find, you know, whatever work environment that you're in until what you want to do manifests because it's all divine timing right now for you. Because now the other opportunities that were closed that are that you didn't see because you're in a box, they left. But other ones are going to come around. But now they have to create new opportunities for you. And so those new opportunities don't always happen on the time frame that you and I are happy with. So meanwhile, have fun in the learning and the growth and just being right now. So do what you got to do to get to where you want to get to.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, have a great weekend.
Yes, thank have a great
you.
Weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rondrea calling from Long Beach, California. Hello?
Oh, I didn't hear you. Hello, can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what was
Hi,
your name again?
Rondrea calling from Long Beach, California.
Oh, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a question. I want to know, do you see me having babies anytime soon?
And your first name was Rondrea?
Yes, with an R.
Rondrea. Okay. Rondrea.
Is she having babies? Are you talking physical babies? That's a big open-ended question for me. You're talking physical babies, correct?
Yeah,
babies can be new growth periods. So just so you know, because I see lots of babies around you, but I'm going, are you talking physical babies? There's lots of newness around you. Newness.
Okay.
I'm picking up on, yes, you're going to have a girl.
Okay.
Enough that she's having a baby now, Marie? Is that what you're saying?
Not now, but she will have a girl.
Because I'm picking up on new opportunities that are coming to you. So that's where I'm going. Are you talking babies in physical form? Because, man, I'm seeing tons of babies around you. But it's new ways of being is how I'm interpreting it. Marie's seeing an actual physical baby for you. a baby girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you know when?
They're saying down the road.
Well, I'm hearing 6 months, so I don't know if you're pregnant now, 3 months along, or if you're going to be pregnant in 6 months, but I'm hearing something to do with 6 months.
And I'm hearing a year. The baby will be here, so.
Okay.
So we're getting two different things, 6 months and a year.
Mm-hmm.
You're not pregnant now, are you?
You know what? I'm not sure because I had unprotected sex with someone, and I was wondering that. I didn't want to just come out and say, like, am I pregnant now? Because I wasn't sure how to say it, but
well, you know what?
Know.
That's what I'm picking up on. That's where I'm going. I'm here in 6 months. So 6 months, I don't know. Something's going to happen in 6 months, and I'm hearing birth. And it feels like a physical birth. But if
that means I'll have to be, like, at least,
you would have to be. You would have to be 3 months into it. So,
you know,
that's where I'm just like. But right now I'm asking the universe, are you talking literally physical births? Or because you're also in a phase of new beginnings right now. So, and the universe presents to me babies when people are in new beginnings. So it's like new ways of being. Are you just beginning your spiritual path?
Yeah.
Starting to wake up to it. So I get why it is that they're coming to me. Because when I ask for these shows, I ask for, you know, the information that's for the highest good of everybody and what they need to know now, not what they want to know, what they need to know. So you might want to know if you're pregnant, but the universe is going, hey, she needs to know. Like, you're in this new, cool process of opening up spiritually. And that there's going to be new ways that you're looking at life in general, just new ways of the way that you interact with other people, new belief systems. Because, man, are you, this energy that's coming in, that's around you right now is really beautiful, very beautiful. And you're going to be moving really fast spiritually. So if you're just waking up, it's going to feel like you're on a roller coaster ride because you've been asleep for so long and you're waking up. So that's what I'm picking up for you right now. So I'm going, there's something in 6 months. I don't know what it is. If it's a physical baby, within 3 months you would have had a pregnancy test by now, so you would have known. So it can't be a physical birth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm hearing a physical girl in a year. So, you know, a year meaning a year, and I don't know if it's their time or our time, but I'm hearing a year. So.
Okay.
But if you're not pregnant right now and you're not wanting to be pregnant right now, don't force that to happen.
Right.
And even though you're wanting a baby, but if right now you can wait on that, I'm hearing wait on that. Yeah, I'm definitely hearing wait on that. To really take care of your spiritual self right now, because you'll only benefit from it in the end, you know, along with children that you have. Know that one day, yes, you will have kids, that you will. You're young enough to have them, and you're in very good health from what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling with you. You're in very good health, so don't be in such a hurry. Because these babies are going to come when they're going to come, just so you know.
Okay.
Remember, people, babies choose, you guys choose each other. Parents choose their kids on a soul level and vice versa. So you guys are, right now, you're sitting down on a soul level, deciding what you want from each other. So that's what I'm feeling. And who knows, maybe in 6 months, maybe that's going to be the deliberation that you guys figure out, okay, you're ready, you're in a different space, and you're ready to have kids. But I'm hearing, don't be in such a hurry. Don't be in such a hurry.
Yeah. I'm hearing the baby soul just saying that she wants you to be further on your path than you are now.
Oh, okay.
All because these kids
keep working on yourself.
Yeah. Yep. These kids that are coming in are at a high frequency and vibrancy energy-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And so when parents aren't taking care of themselves, imagine if parents have, because we're made up of energy, and you have to understand we're made up of energy, well, guess where the baby's stored is internally within you. Well, that's where all your belief systems on a DNA level. Think of a child, you know, if you have a lot of stuff that you haven't dealt with, you know, that would be a child who would really want to come in and have a lot of karma to still work out. Well, your child's not going to have a lot of karma to come in and work out with, you know. So the more you get on top of your stuff energetically and spiritually, you're going to be able to clean your internal house out, and then it's going to be a good storage, you know, good housing for a baby. It's like you're baking that, you know, that baby's in the oven. So it's going to depend on how fast you work on yourself, the quicker a baby will get here. But also, don't be in such a hurry, though, either, because there is a baby waiting for you. But they can change one, you know what I'm saying? There's babies galore that are waiting to be waiting for parents, and you have a line of them. You can have as many as you wanted. You can have as many as you wanted, but you want to be in a really good space energetically, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
So hopefully that answers your questions, and, you know, so thank you for calling in.
Thank
you
so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yes,
thank you, bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okie dokie. We'll get on to the next. Oh. Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
No, you spoke with me earlier. I'm just listening.
Oh, it's Melissa. You're back on hold. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we go. Here's a new caller. Hello. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello?
Is that the same one?
Nope. This might be someone else who is on mute. Okay. Oh, let's see. I had a couple people drop, so I'm like, okay, where's everybody going? Let's see.
They might be going, I don't think I like the answers that I'm hearing.
Okay, so now
we've
got another caller. Hello, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Katie.
Katie? Hi, Katie.
Hi,
from
Katie.
St. Peter. How are you guys?
funny. Do you have a question or a comment, Katie?
Well, yeah, my question is, I was just listening to when you guys were talking to that last gal about babies and how they choose you.
Yeah.
And so my question is, like, about when someone has, like, a miscarriage, what is that all about?
Oh. Reed, are you okay with me doing it, or do you want to talk about it?
No, go ahead. I was in the chat room, so.
Oh, miscarriages have to do with souls that when we come from the place that we come from, which is love, it's pure love. Imagine that high vibration. You know, when you have you ever experienced love, an intense love to where you're just like, oh, you're on top of the world? So magnify that a million times. That's where we all come from, that love. So when we're up there and we're looking down here on earth going, oh, look at all the fun that those humans are having. I want to go have that experience. Well, by the time they descend, and the only way they can have the human experience, they have to be in a human body. Remember, our souls are just being housed in our body. The energy gets denser and it gets intense. So it's not this big lovey-dovey thing. And you get down, remember, Earth is still in war. We're still at war. So we still have heavy-duty energy that's floating around. So by the time it gets into human bodies, if that energy is nothing like what they thought it would be, has absolutely nothing to do with what a parent did, I don't believe, from the experiences that I've had with people that I've worked with. So it has to do with the soul going, oh, my God, this is not what I thought it was going to be. This is way too intense. And they could go into fear and saying, I don't want this. I don't trust the process being here in human form, and I'm not ready to be here. So that's when they can vacate. I personally believe it doesn't have anything to do with, you know, other than if you had a parent who was doing drugs and alcohol and that soul chose, no, this is not what I signed up for. That was added, and I just don't have what it takes. I don't want it. So it happens for a reason. That's when a soul decides, nope, I want to leave. It was a mistake. It was a mistake. And I've heard babies say that it's a mistake. I myself had a little niece who left at 5 months, and I knew. I never met her, and she said, I saw a picture of her on the internet, and she said, I'm here less than 2 years. And I just went, oh. She had a specific job. And when she got here, I would see recurring pictures on Facebook. And every time I saw them, her soul said, I'm leaving sooner than planned on. And then one holiday, I happened to be home, still didn't meet her. I've never met her in person. She came in, her soul came in and said, this is not what I signed up for. I want to leave. But I had to be the family member to give her permission. I said, you did your best, sweetheart, and it wasn't for you to change. You gave them opportunities and options, but they chose not to listen. So, you know, I go ahead and leave. I cut clear and delete off. So I helped her with the crossing over, and she was gone within 2 days. So they leave. So it could be because the energies here are so intense. Imagine being this unconditional love and all this intensity that's going on in the world, and then if your parents have intense stuff going on because they're not taking care of their stuff. So it has absolutely nothing to do with being a bad person. So it's just souls that have said, you know what, this is not what I thought it was going to be, so I'm out of here. That can do with stillborns, too, just so people know. It can be stillborns to where they can leave in the process of the growing period. So,
is it ever, like, a lesson that the, like, so, like, I've had 2 miscarriages?
Yeah,
Is it ever, like, a lesson, like, for myself, or is it just?
Well, there's more than one answer to that. But sit here and look at, and just so you know, I worked with a teacher I've worked with many people who have miscarriages. So what you want to do and what she had to do, and she was devastated by the loss of her first miscarriage, or her only miscarriage. She goes, Beth, what do I need to do? I really want a baby. And I said, you can really want one all you want, but your energy is coming in desperation. This is chosen. This is chosen. It's what you have to offer a child on a soul level. And that means you're going to help that child grow spiritually, chronologically, mentally, emotionally. Well, if you're not taking care of yourself, now with the kids coming in now, they want parents as clear as possible. They're not asking for perfection, but they want parents who are as clear as possible because they're higher vibration. Imagine being, like I said, this high vibration, and then you're going into a lower vibrational. Again, doesn't mean you're bad. It just means, you know, work on old belief systems, the way you look at life. Do you see life as beautiful or do you see it as ugly? And then what I'm seeing with you, all you have to do is go in, put your hands on your stomach every single day at night and in the morning before you even start your day and end your day, and send unconditional love to that, because that's what it is. I call it a storage unit. Granted, I've never been a mother, but I call it a storage unit. So what do you want? You need to create a beautiful space that a child wants to be in there. And I see it really dark in there right now, but it doesn't mean that you can't clean it up. Just so you know, it doesn't mean that you can't clean it up. I had this teacher do it, and she was pregnant. I think it was within less than 3 months. So it could be a life lesson for you to look at. How much are you weighing on the presence of another being to feel like you're someone? That's what it feels like with you. And so that, to me, indicates that there's self-worth issues. To be able to love yourself. As much as you can love a child, you need to be able to do that for yourself also. And I feel your energy shifting with that because your heart needed to hear that. Mm-hmm. So you do that, sweetheart. You're not being punished by anybody by not being able to have, you know, by having 2 losses. But remember, these are souls that are given to you for a short time. Nobody said how long they're going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever said how long they're going to be with you. Okay. So look at those 2 lives that you had and how wonderful it made you feel. But again, I definitely see you with kids, just so you know, having biological kids, you will. But what you need to do is take your hands and really love your uterus, your fallopian tubes, your ovaries, and create. You want a luxury condo in there that a child's going to go, man, I'm ready to get in there. And just continue to send it love, 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 and you'll be amazed. You'll be pregnant just before you know it.
Yeah. Well, I do have 2 kids.
Oh, you'll have more. You'll definitely have more.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Katie.
So, yes, thank you for calling in.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. Okay. Bye. Okay, so we've got a couple questions in the chat room, and then we've got 1 more caller. So a question from R2D2. Do you see a romantic relationship coming in sooner or later?
Sooner.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Sooner. So get ready.
And I'm hearing before end of year. I'm hearing before end of year R2-D2. That is such a cool name. I love it. I love it.
She's so cute. She says, I'm a female, LOL.
Keep that sense of humor, girl. I'm telling you. Keep that sense of humor.
Yep, just keep doing what you're doing. And,
thank you.
Yep, thanks. And then we
thanks
have another
question
from Alora. Do you see a new job soon for me?
Well, first thing I heard was no.
Okay.
Not yet. Again, holding on to stuff that you allowed yourself to become disempowered. So the way you're looking at it, it almost feels like you're in a current job right now that you're not liking. So whether or not that's true or not, I don't know. Or you just recently got up. No, it feels like you're still in it. But it's turning around the experience that you had and looking at it, what did I learn from it, so that you can reclaim the power that you gave away and take and reclaim your light, you know, so it's 100% of the light. Because when we let anybody upset us, we gave away our power. Anytime we feel bad about something, we just gave away our power. So change that, and you'll be amazed at how, you know, you're opening the door to new opportunities and possibilities coming to you. So it feels like you have some work to do on that. Do you have anything to add to that, Marie? Did you say?
No, I pick up the same thing. Just you've got some stuff to work in internally with yourself first.
Use your
humor.
Keep on working
with that.
Yep, you're way too serious and you have your panties in a bunch. And I'm saying that to you lovingly because don't think the universe does to me. And when I give messages, I hear my guides going, did you just hear what was said? So it's like, and believe you me, I'm surprised I didn't say that, Beth. Are you hearing that? But I'm seeing that you need to let go of some stuff because you're way too serious and you need to laugh more. You're taking life way, way, way too serious. And if you look at that life is beating you down, then, you know, that's what you're going to draw in is that energy and those experiences. So look at it as fun. Look at it as fun. If you start laughing and say, universe, is that all you have? You'll be amazed at how you'll start attracting better experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And what
yep,
you thought was really
up.
Horrible, all of a sudden, turns around. And it can happen overnight, girl. It can happen overnight. It really can. I'm one who believes in miracles. So that's all I'm getting. That's all I'm getting.
Okay. We have one more caller. We have about 2 minutes left, so it'll have to be a quick one.
Okay.
Hi, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. My name is Doreen, and I'm calling you from Pennsylvania. And I was listening to the last caller, and it just threw me, like, completely off because during the reading, I was told that my grandson had the soul of my brother, and he left while my parents were, like, they were in a bad, I guess the relationship was in trouble. And she miscarried prior to giving birth, and then she had me a couple years later. And I truly believe it's my grandson because he walked in the one day and he told me out of the blue, Grandma, I wanted to be the girl, you know? I mean,
it just
came out of nowhere.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it was like truly amazing, you know?
Exactly.
But I was just like, I'm thinking, well, my goodness, you wanted to be the girl. I had no one was stuck with my parents, you know? And it was like every day was a comedy act.
Oh, wonderful. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
From what I understand, my mom, like, you know, she said she's not going to be up there when I get up there, but she'll let me know where she's going to be. She might be in France or something. I'm thinking, wonderful.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's a free spirit. You know, so, but I mean,
the last
caller hit home. I was going to, like I said, ask a question, and that totally blew me away, you know?
That's
you know,
what we try to
sometimes,
do, is
you
we
know
try
what?
To blow people away.
No, but it's real fast, just like a real fast question. Am I going to get a new dishwasher? I need a new dishwasher desperately.
Or like a physical one, mechanical one, because they're going,
yes.
Yeah, you have many dishwashers.
Yeah, no, it's just me. I have two hands, but my dishwasher does not work, and I desperately need a new dishwasher.
Yeah, I'm hearing you'll get one soon.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Because the holiday's coming, and I'm up to my elbows in dirty dishes. But I'm going to call again.
Yep.
I'm a first-time caller, and I'm going to call again, and you guys are phenomenal. What a way to, you know, have a fun,
thank
it's
you.
Like a fun Friday with you guys. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I love
your
energy.
Look forward to talking to
you. Have great energy. You guys have a wonderful
thank you. Thank you. You too.
Have
a wonderful holiday.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, everyone, we'll catch you on Sunday for Sacred Toning, and we send you love and light, and have a fabulous day.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Bye.